The Big DL makes a triumphant return to RCST. Catch David Lawrence joining Nick Schwert on Rock Chalk Sports Talk every Monday from 4 to 6, right here on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
It's 5:30, Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Well, we just had a nice little interview with Mike Grossner, the head coach of Baker football. So, big shoes to fill for our next guest. David, I wonder if he's up to it, if he's up for it.
Well, actually, there's a connection. You know, Mike Grossner is taking his Baker Wildcat camp to Lawrence High in Free State this week. So, they're all going to be together, and Grossner's looking for more Wildcats out of Dirk Wed's Lions. It'll be the last year that Dirk Wed will be the head ball coach there, but I don't think for a lot of us that have been covering Lawrence High for the, you know, for the past couple of decades, we're always going to associate. I just can't see anyone taking his place. So we'll see
maybe
how that
works
out.
Maybe he needs a doppelganger like me and Lincoln Riley, like that guy who went to jail for 17 years. Maybe they need to get a Dirk Wed stand-in to fill in.
I don't know. Dirk Wed joins us now. Dirk, is there anyone that looks like you?
I don't believe so. old and fat.
I think it's a good quality to have.
It's unique. Nick, before we get started, one, you've never come out to my practice, which really upsets me.
There's a trend.
And then two, is David taking any notes? Because now that he's a Free State Firebird, I've got to be real careful about what I say. So you got to do a little, you know, you got to help me a little bit here.
All right, I can ask him to leave the room if you want. I can just have David get out of here. And I'm starting to, David, be honest. Did you put him up to that? Did you tell Coach Wed to say something about me not coming to practice?
See, Coach, there's a trend going on. I mean, Nick's just a great guy. He's got lots of swag, but we've had just a number of things that Nick has said that he's going to do. He just doesn't quite follow through with those things.
That's very poor. You're making me out to be this man with zero integrity, and I never come through on my promises. I was planning on coming and seeing you. I had my apartment got flooded with a hot water heater pipe bursting. Yeah. But
And Dirk's never heard excuses before.
I'm like a kid who was late to practice, and he's like, I was late to weights.
You're sure the dog didn't eat the homework?
That's I forgot who I was talking to. Like, I can't. He doesn't want to hear excuses, all right? He just wants to see me out. I'm going to get out there, all right? I promise. I stake my entire reputation on it, okay?
All right, bud.
So, you know, the first thing, interesting comment you made to me as we were walking off the field at the KU camp, I'm going to let you say it, but it had to do with, you know, what's happened with Kansas high school football in the last 5 years and what you're allowed to do today with your team that's completely different than 5-10 years ago.
Oh, it's unbelievable, David. We went from about 180 degrees from basically you could do very little, if anything, with kids to now June and a lot of July, you can pretty much, coach them every day and you can have contact camps and your own camps, and it's a big positive. You can get a lot done. It's a great opportunity for the kids to improve, and with all the other stuff, there's basketball and baseball course and soccer. They've done a good job of helping us with that, and we still Lawrence High is unbelievable about sharing kids, and our kids play more than one sport, and we share them in the summer too. But that's good. I want it that way.
So as you do kind of gear up for your last season, is it hard finding yourself trying to treat this as business as usual, just trying to do what you do every year, or do you kind of find those, I don't know, nostalgic elements kind of working their way into the equation?
I think my wife or assistant coaches told me to make a big whiteboard and put the things that I'm going to miss and the things that I really, really will not miss and see how it goes. But I haven't gotten around to that. That's a lot of work. But I'm excited, for the kids because we've got a good senior class. It'll be interesting how how far they come. We got to come a long ways. We're not a very good football team right now, and we've got a long ways to go. But you know, they've worked very hard. We've been at it this about our third week, and you know, they've done a great job. And if they keep going, you know, August 14th will be here before we know it, and we'll see where we're at. But again, we went to KU. Found out a lot about ourselves there, and then we'll be at Baker, or Baker will be at our place, and then also at Free State on Thursday. So we'll find out even more about that.
Head ball coach for the Lawrence High Lions, Dirk Wed, joins us. As we mentioned before, as Dirk just talked about, he's seen his kids a lot more than, of course, what he would have 5 years ago. Last we talked on High School Sports Weekly, Dante Jackson coming back, a very talented quarterback, and that was – I was very impressed and somewhat surprised by the number of receivers that you had, good-looking kids that looked like there was a future there. Can you talk about, you know, the passing game, your offense in general, and I'm guessing you're two platooning throughout, and that's got to take a crunch on depth overall.
Yeah, again, David, we did that last year, and I thought it really benefited us against superior talent, especially. You know, going no huddle and wearing spread and having a dynamic little quarterback like Dante makes us, you know, that much better. You know, what hurts us right now, Clarence King broke his kneecap, so he's going to be out for the season. That's a huge injury for us because he was a second-team all-conference receiver, and he was playing AAU basketball in California a week and a half ago. So, you know, that's going to be a big hit for us. But, you know, Paca, Du Bois and Jalen Dudley, Harrison King, the Monday kid, they all played a lot for us last year. And Paca and Dudley are outstanding receivers. They're long, big receivers. They both run, you know, 4 or 5 or better, and you don't see that in high school football all the time. Harrison King is a great, great, tough kid. Will block and he can catch the football, and he's gotten faster, and he's had a little success in track with the javelin, and so he's really playing with a lot of confidence. So you know, those kids will make us you know, good. And then Hunter Crum, the running back, that's really kind of been in the shadows of J.D. Woods and Trey Moore will have an opportunity to really step up and be something special. Again, we returned three offensive linemen in Jacob Mills and Nick Engelbert and Christian Russell. So if we can find a couple more kids up front, you know, again, we scored a lot of points last year, but I think we're going to have to score a lot of points to be successful.
Talking to Dirk Wed, LHS head football coach here on Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN. I imagine this time of year is kind of your first glimpse at the new senior class and how they're going to kind of transform themselves into that leadership role. So far, what are your takeaways on your final senior class and how they're going to kind of become those leaders that you need?
Well, that's a good question, Nick. You know, that's always, you know, a key to success. And we've been very fortunate the last couple of years with the kids growing up and accepting responsibility. You know, Dante had to take a lot of responsibility last year as a junior, and I expect, you know, for him to continue to grow as a leader. A lot of it is, you know, last year we couldn't expect him to be, you know, the verbal leader just because he had so much on his plate. But this year we do expect him to step up and be the type of leader that we want, a quarterback, which he's done a good job the first couple of weeks. And those other kids, really the three offensive linemen probably have done as good a job as any leading day in and day out. You know, the kids that we want leading at Lawrence High School are kids that show up every day, 7 o'clock in the morning, with positive body language and you know, the willingness to lead a football team when things aren't always good. You know, football is hard. It's real hard. And it probably prepares you for life as well as anything in the academic world and in the sports world, because at 7 o'clock in the morning, that weight room doesn't lie. 45 pounds is 45 pounds. And, you know, doing 10 reps is doing 10 reps. So, you know, we take a lot of pride in walking in there with a good work ethic. And these kids have stepped up and done a good job so far.
Okay, we're running short on time. This might be the last question, but what has a better chance of happening in the future? The choices, Nick Swart going through an entire workout with the Lion football team, or you deciding that you're going to miss football too much and that you're going to come back for another year after this season?
Well, my kids and my grandkids and my wife will not allow that. So the odds are great that we can get Nick in the weight room at 7 o'clock and start with our stretch program and our rubber bands and all that. And by 8:15, I think we can find a cell phone to get 911 in the area. Okay.
We'll just have it. Well, let's just have a paramedic on standby. What do you say we go ahead and do that? I agreed to come. I didn't. Well, I don't know why you guys want to get me out there lifting. I'm just there to observe. I just want to take it all in. You know, we don't need to. We don't need to go to me working out. That's a health hazard for everybody.
There you go. We'd love to have you, Nick. You know that.
Yeah, well, I'll be out there, man. You got my word.
Hey, good luck at camp this week, Coach. And we'll be actually, I'm going to be painting your house, so I'm going to be seeing you a lot in the next in the near future.
There you go. Looking forward to it.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Bye bye.
That is Dirk Wed, the head coach of the Chesty Lions. I am Nick Schwartz with David Lawrence. It is Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. My friend David departs for the afternoon. It was fun while it lasted. Thank you for coming, and we'll see you next Monday, right?
Special thanks to Dale Willie.
That's right.
Check him out at 2800 Iowa, giving great consistent service and great deals right now. 20% off of new cars, the Chevy Silverado. That's $10,000+ off a new car purchase. Of course, you get the warranties and all that. And if you can't really afford that new car, well, just to the north, the state-of-the-art brand-new used car facility, all at Dale Willie. It's 70 degrees in there all day, every day. So go check them out. Got great people. That's why people just keep coming back year after year.
With David Lawrence, I'm Nick Schwartz. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk, new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. We'll take a quick break, come back, and wrap things up for the afternoon on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.